The festivities for Craig's centennial got underway this past weekend. At a local bar on Sunday, City Administrator Brian Templin says he listened as community elders told stories about the history of the community of about 1,200 on Prince of Wales Island's western shore.
The word that I kept hearing was change, and not necessarily in a bad way. So the last 100 years, the folks who grew up here have seen the community change, and I think mostly they've seen it grow and improve.
Templin says its growth not just in terms of size or population,
but growing up. So changing from when Craig started as being very isolated, very small, a narrow economic focus. And over the last 100 years, Craig has become more linked with the rest of the world.
There are a series of events laid out all week to celebrate a century of Craig history, stretching all the way back to its founding on March 1st, 1922.
We're having a big birthday party, we're calling it, at the Craig City Gym. We've got some locals who have prepared some food for the meal. We're going to have photographs from every decade all the way back to the 20s and 30s, back to when Craig started. We're going to have photographs out, and folks sharing stories and looking through the photographs.
There's a video with longtime Craig residents recalling their memories of the early days and a reading of state legislative proclamations honoring the community. One of those honors a very special Craig resident, one older than Craig itself.
Fred Hamilton Sr. Fred, like I say, just turned 101 years old, lifelong Craig resident. He's the oldest living Haida in the world, actually, and so he's been a big part of the growth of Craig, and we're happy to celebrate him as well as the Craig 100th anniversary.
Plus trivia, local dignitaries, and for the basketball fans, a hoops contest.
We've decided that we're going to count however many free throws a person could throw in 100 seconds, one for each year that we've been a city.
The festivities continue through Saturday with one last storytelling event at TK's Cafe at the Craig Inn. There's even a short fireworks show scheduled for Friday night.
Fireworks are not just for the 4th of July anymore.
This year, they're for the 1st of March, on the 4th of March. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.